So I'm gonna just keep it short and sweet tonight, but I want to talk about a superhero. I want to talk about the first superhero. Anybody into superheroes here? Well, before Superman, before Iron Man, before the Flash, there was Samson. That's right. The first superhero of the Bible. And my message tonight is just going to be focused on this theme, one heart, one mind. One heart, one mind. Judges chapter 13, verse 12. I'm just going to read one verse, and that's going to be kind of the starting point for tonight. Then Manoah asked, "When your words come true, what will the boy's responsibilities and mission be?" When your words come true, what will the boy's responsibilities and mission be? Amen. One heart, one mind. See, dacă ne uităm la viața lui Samson doar prin episodul acesta, Samson și Dalila, aproape că pierdem o grămadă de lucruri, dar pierdem esența vieții lui Samson. Și ce s-a, de fapt, traiectoriul vieții lui. We lose the mission and the journey if we just look at it. But, you know, Samson and Delilah is such a classic, right? It's a classic case. And a lot of times we tend to look at Samson through this single episode of Samson and Delilah, and we miss out on most of his life. What happened to Samson? How did he get to have this crazy episode with Delilah? What happened before? And what happened before, as you'll see, is very important because Samson is a creature of habit, just like all of us. There is an episode way before Delilah that happens with his first wife, when actually Samson was married. He married a Philistine woman. Just quickly so I can refresh your memory, what happened was, you know, there was the wedding, there was the riddle. She forced him, she begged him to tell the riddle so that the Philistines would guess the riddle so that he would go and give him the prize. And you know the rest of it, right? What happens is, They give his wife away to his friend. They give his wife away to his friend. Chapter 14 tells us that he comes back during the wheat harvest. He takes a young goat as a gift to visit his wife. "I want to go to my wife and I want to go to her room," he said. But the father of the bride did not let him enter. And this is what the father says to him. "I was sure you hated her," her father said. "So I gave her to one of the men who accompanied you," basically to one of your friends. "Isn't her younger sister more beautiful than she is? Why not take her instead?" And Samson replies, "This time I won't be responsible when I harmed the Philistines." In other words, he's saying, "Don't blame me for what happens now." And this is where he goes and he takes the 300 foxes and he burns everything in his path. Obviously, his wife, along with her family, fall victim to an attack also. And he loses, they burn them to death. His wife is burnt to death. It's a very violent episode for Samson, and he never gets over it. He never gets over it. I want to talk to you tonight about the need to have a single vision, but there's a few things that stand in our way. So one of the first things is this double vision, or division, where we regard our word division. Vedere dublă, această vedere dublă a lui Samson. Samson niciodată nu iartă ce i s-a întâmplat. Toată viața lui va fi marcată de acest episod, când soția lui, prima lui soție, filisteanca aceasta, a pierdut-o și a fost omorâtă și ucisă într-un fel violent. His motivation is vengeance. And ever since then, he has trouble with women. And I'm not saying that he had difficulty falling in love. Samson did not have trouble with good-looking women. He did not have issues in that chapter. He actually did not have any issues with that. It's not a romantic problem. It's this roving eye problem, though, that is a lot more complex than just romantic or sinful sexual pleasure. This looking back at that episode all the time, seeing your life through this prism of vengeance, să se răzbune. And we all deal with this in our life. It's not just romantic, like I said. It could be something that happened to you on your first job. It could be something that happened to you on your first day of school, and ever since then, you hate school. You don't like school. Every time you get near school, right? It could be something that happened to you when you were a kid. Unresolved issues. An area of your life that has not been healed yet. And what's not healed will kill you. What's not healed will eventually kill you. This is the historical pain that Samson deals with. Vengeance. If you look at chapter 15, verse 7, then Samson told them, "Because you did this, I swear that I won't rest until I have taken vengeance on you." Immediately, the story of his life comes from one of the mission of his life, if you will, comes from one of justice to vengeance. There's a big difference between justice and vengeance. God called him to justice, to be a judge, to bring justice to his people. But what happens is when you see this double vision, this die vision, you move from justice to vengeance. Samson was born to have one vision and ends up without vision. Walking around with two different agendas. How many of us sometimes find ourselves walking around with two different agendas? Trying to impress, trying to fix people, trying to fix yourself, trying to get revenge. It makes you miserable, right? Walking around with this double vision that makes you feel miserable, makes you feel bad, unhappy. People that are not happy within are not going to bring happiness to others. Oamenii care nu sunt fericiți cu ei înșiși nu vor aduce fericire la cei din jur. If you don't like me, or if you won't be at peace with me, if you don't like you, you won't be at peace with me, or you won't be at peace with the world. If you don't like yourself. So it's a constant state of division, die vision, this double vision, until you have no vision. You see, the danger with this double vision is that things aren't always what they seem. Lucrurile, când ai vedere dublă, nu sunt ceea ce par a fi. Și asta este problema lui Samson. El nu vede bine. Când se apropie o femeie de el, el nu vede bine. Acolo cuvântul când spune el îi spune tatălui lui că o vrea pe această filisteancă. Because I want her. The real, authentic translation is because she is right in my eyes. That is the translation. She is right in my eyes. Ochii lui nu văd bine. A state of division until there is no vision. Things aren't always what they seem. Când vine Dalila deja, el nu vede. He's blinded by this. He will do whatever it takes to keep her. Remember, because of what happened before, he's blinded by this. He's sleeping with the enemy. He's sleeping with a murderer. But he's blind to do something about it. How many of us are blind to the things that we cling on to in our lives? How many of us are blind? How many of us are sleeping with the enemy tonight? Or maybe something in our life that we know is bad for us, right? Some of us are playing with dynamite right now, but we're so arrogant, we think we can handle it. We think we can handle these things, right? You're never too mighty to run. That's one of the lessons of Samson. See, if I was in his place, I would have just run away from Delilah, right? It's easy to say, but hard to do. Joseph was gifted. Joseph was anointed. But when he came face to face with Potiphar's wife, he ran. He ran. He didn't argue. He didn't fight. He didn't fuss. He ran. There are some things you ought to run from. There are some things you ought to run from. What are those things? Anything that takes away your vision, anything that takes away your purpose. You don't have time for it. There are some things you need to run from. Amen? Another big lesson from Samson, other than this double vision and division that he's fighting with, is the idea that you can have single vision but not be alone. See, Samson is a loner. Everywhere he goes alone. I mean, even the people that are at the beginning close to him are obviously, they don't obviously have his best interest at heart. He doesn't like to take advice. His parents try to give him advice. God called you to bring justice to us. He called you to get rid of the Philistines, not to marry them. To liberate us from them. And he goes and he does completely the opposite. He marries them, right? Because why? Because he says to his father, get her for me, I want her. She's right in my eyes. Having a single vision means relationship. It doesn't mean that you travel alone. It doesn't mean that you have tunnel vision. It also means that you see the vision of others. It means that you surround yourself with like-minded people. Te înconjori cu oameni care au aceeași viziune ca și tine. But just remember this, like Samson, there are some people that follow you just for your secrets. Oh, they love secrets. There's people that follow you, whether they follow you on Facebook or whether they follow you around and call, or just because they want to see what you're up to. They want to know what they can dig up on you. What's new? What are you doing? All they want is your secrets. They want your secrets. See, Delilah follows him because she wants his secrets. But whoever you give your secrets to, you give your heart to. Tell me where your secrets are, and that, my friend, is where your heart is. You see, this is so clear with Delilah. In chapter 16, verse 15, she says, how can you say I love you, she told him, when your heart is not with me? How can you say I love you when your heart is not with me? When Simona and I were married, one of the things we promised to each other, as young people do and you should, is we said we're not going to have any secrets from each other. So whatever happens, no secrets. We're always going to be open books. So up to this day, Simona can read my text messages, she can read my emails, I can do the same. It's fine. We have no secrets. When the kids come into the picture, it's a little bit different because they say things like, they say, please don't tell mom, right? Good morning, Elias. or something like, you know, it's okay if you just don't tell mom, or it's okay if you just don't tell dad. And I have to tell them, you know, we have no secrets in our family, so your mom will eventually find out. It's better that you tell her than me. So, but some people are interested to follow you just because of secrets. Sunt oameni care te urmăresc pentru că vor să-ți cunoască secretele. Sunt după secretele tale. Acolo unde sunt secretele este și inima ta. What happens with these people? What do? The people that are after you because they're after your secrets. They wear you out. Because she nagged him day after day and pleaded with him until she wore him out. She wore him out. How many of you know people that wear you out? Yes? There's people that just want to leech onto you and drag all that energy. They wear you out. People that want to know your secrets, and they're always after your secrets, they're going to worn you out sooner or later. So you want to surround yourself with people that care about you, that care about your heart. They don't care about your secrets. And more importantly, it's a relationship with the Father. It's a relationship with the Father. Samson denies his father, says he doesn't want his father to have input in his marriage. Completely opposite, we see Jesus and the solidarity that he has with his father. Me and my father have one heart, one vision. One heart, one vision. John 5:19. Very truly I tell you, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can do only what he sees his Father doing. Because whatever the Father does, the Son also does. And he goes on in John 10:27, my sheep hear my voice. Oile mele aud vocea mea. Și mă urmează, and they follow me. The Father and I are one. The Father and I are one. And this is the secret of Jesus. See, Jesus didn't have anything. And I like to turn on its head a little bit tonight, if you will allow me, your image of Samson, if you can. You know, we've grown up with Samson in Sunday school, thinking of him like this Arnold Schwarzenegger figure, Rambo guy, right? Full of muscles and, you know, of course. But then it would be stupid for Delilah to ask him, what is the secret of your strength? If he's Rambo, right? If he is Arnold Schwarzenegger or Rambo or this powerful guy, why would she ask him, where's the secret? Where's the secret? It's obviously your strength, right? But that's not it. It's not it. And I'd like to imagine Samson more of a kind of an average guy. I don't like to see him as this big 9 foot full of muscles. Just imagine him as kind of an average guy. You see, Dan, would you please stand up for a second? I don't know why. Come on, just give me a second. All right. All right, that's the Sunday school Samson right there. All right, Pete, can you stand up for a second? All right, that's my vision of Samson tonight. Okay, just bear with me for a minute. Entertain the fact that Samson may not have been Dan, but could be Pete. Just for a minute. And then you guys can go back to the fantasy of Samson. But the secret sauce for Samson is not his strength. It's the anointing. Amen? It's the anointing. Like Jesus. Like Jesus. You know, te uitai la Iisus și spune Scriptura că îți întorceai privirile de la El. Nu era nimic bun să vezi la El. Iisus probabil nu era on the cover of GQ magazine. N-arăta ceva superstar la El. Era un om simplu, poate chiar urât, poate chiar neplăcut să te uiți la El. Dar acest Iisus trezea morții, scotea morți, învia morții. He was bringing sight to the blind. He was opening the ears of the deaf. His strength did not come from his physical appearance. It's whatever the Father envisioned. That's where it came from. It's the anointing. It's whatever the Father willed. And that's exactly the same thing that was Samson's secret. It wasn't his strength. So, what's your secret? Let me ask you tonight. Is it your good looks? Is it how many languages you can speak? Is it what you sing like? Is it what you can, how beautiful you can write or how beautiful you can bake? What is your secret? And when the anointing of God comes on you, you do that thing like nobody else. When the anointing of the Lord comes on you, you're the best baker in the world. You're the best singer. You sing with your whole heart. You see, in such a way that people wonder, how can he do that? How can she do that? It doesn't make any sense. See, the miracle of Samson is not that he's powerful and mighty, but the anointing of God. How could he do that? That's what Delilah wanted to get at. Dalila a vrut să știe, cum poți tu să faci așa ceva? How can you do that? It's the anointing of God. It's not the hair, but the hair speaks to a promise. The hair speaks to a responsibility. Because it's, I want to take you back to the passage we read with the father when he asked, what should his responsibility and mission be? It's not just mission, it's also responsibility. Amen? Viziunea dinăuntru. It's what God envisions when you envision something for yourself. What's inside that counts. And this is how interesting it is, and it ends so beautifully with Samson. It ends back at the vision inside, because he loses his vision. And he's dragged to this big party with the Philistines where they're making fun of him, and they basically turn him into a clown to laugh at him. And he's without his sight. He doesn't have his strength. I mean, he's the weakest he's ever been in his life. And they put him between two pillars. And he has a prayer. And the prayer goes like this. Lord God, please remember me. Lord God, please remember me. What he's praying for is, Lord, remember the promise. Remember the mission. Remember that you called me. Poate că rugăciunea ta în această seară este la fel ca lui Samson. Doamne Dumnezeule, adu-ți aminte de mine. Adu-ți aminte de promisiunea pe care mi-ai făcut-o în tinerețe. Adu-ți aminte de darul pe care mi l-ai dat. Adu-ți aminte de promisiunea care ai făcut-o că pentru familia mea, pentru job-ul meu, pentru sănătatea mea. Și dacă rugăciunea ta în această seară este asta, Iisus Hristos este aici. And He remembers you. He remembers you. He remembers the promises he made to you. And you do have a mission. And you do have a vision. But I want us to pray tonight, God, make us one heart and one mind. How powerful will this church be, for instance, if we were all one heart, one mind? Lord, change this division, this double vision. You know, there's all sorts of talk these days about who's left and who's right. Who votes for Hillary and who votes for Trump? Okay, let me spare you. None of them are good, okay? So, my son asked me today, Daddy, who are we voting for? And I said, we're voting for Jesus. Amen? Let's remember this, what the Lord has given us. It's one heart and one vision. Guys, the candidates are not going to get any better. It's not 4 or 5 years from now. The world isn't getting better. But we need to stick to our vision. What has God given us as a church? What has God given you as a family? What has God given you as a person in His kingdom? And keep that as a single point of focus. Don't let anything distract you. How many of you know that the devil knows your weaknesses? The devil knows your past. This is the one thing that these two things he loves to use, your past and your weaknesses. And you'll always come with those. But beyond all that, you and the Father just like Jesus, are one. And because the Father can make you new, you can be a new person tonight. Amen? You can be a new person. You can be a new person in Christ. And we can all pray, Lord, make us one heart, one vision. Amen.